105.1 The Buzz.
Play music that I love.
We play.
This is Bruno Mars.
Hi, it's Katy Perry.
Hey, this is One Republic.
This is Pink.
Hey, this is Rihanna.
I'm Tyra Creese.
This is Pat Monahan from the band Train.
Today's best mix.
I keep you on all day.
105.1 The Buzz.
Made a wrong turn once.
We're giving away thousands of dollars in cash. All you gotta do is listen for your name.
Heather, I got $100 for you.
Oh my gosh, woohoo!
Sounds like you might be at work right now. What were you doing when you heard your name?
I was taking a break.
Well, that was convenient timing.
Hard at work, that's right.
Well, congratulations again, Heather. Not every day somebody just hands you $300.
No, it's not, but I think I can handle it.
Pretty easy, huh? Hear your name, call us back within 10 minutes, and win the cash. Go to 1051thebuzz.com and get signed up now.
All right, let's hit it.
105.1 The Buzz.
105.1 The Buzz. It's Cruz. What up? Wednesday. Wow. Midweek. So no sooner do I get off the air yesterday on The Buzz, my phone goes off and you know what I'm going to talk about, of course, right? Yeah. I get this text alert from Coin Local 6 and it says something to the effect of the Pentagon being evacuated due to a 5.8 magnitude earthquake. And I'm like, what? Like, come on. East Coast. They don't get earthquakes. Just, I'm from the East Coast. Lived there my whole life. Never experienced an earthquake in my whole life. I call my brother. My brother's a lawyer in D.C. He works a couple of blocks from the White House. And he's telling me that he not only felt the earthquake, but he just got a text from his, like, best friend in Philly who just felt the quake as well. And I'm like, what are you talking about? How is this possible, you know? And then I go into the offices here at The Buzz, and the news is on, and I'm seeing at the bottom of the screen, you know, it says quake felt in VA, you know, Pennsylvania, New York, Toronto, Massachusetts, and I'm like, what is going on? This is freaking me out. Now, keep in mind, earlier in the day, we had heard about Colorado, Southern Colorado, having their first earthquake in, like, God knows, you know, how long, and it was like a 5.0 or something like that. Official reports are that the quake was felt along the eastern seaboard from Georgia to Canada, and the explanation that experts are sticking to, I guess, is because of the tightly packed rock on the East Coast. The shock was carried farther than, you know, an equivalent quake in the West. And listen to this. I guess Letterman did a little bit on this last night.
The category.
Anyway, you get the idea. All right, let's get a buzz traffic now. Our first, actually, second check with Nancy Michelle.
And it looks like things are starting to slow down on the Nancy Michelle on 105.1.
Thank you, Mrs. Nievergall.
REI. Find out.
This is your captain speaking. 105.1 The Buzz is turned on the more music side. Starting now.
It's been a really, really messed up week.
.1051 The Buzz. It's Cruz. So I've got some Janet Jackson tickets to give you. Yes. In fact, remember the same ones I gave away yesterday? I've got another pair. Hang out for that. We'll do that in about 15 minutes or so. All right? Here on 105.1 The Buzz. 105.1 The Buzz. It's Cruz. All right. You know what? I said I'd do it in 15 minutes. Let's just get it out of the way right now. Why wait, right? Talking about Janet Jackson concert tickets. Yep. She's coming next Tuesday, August 30th. That's a week from yesterday, I guess. Keller Auditorium. Caller 20, all right? 888-733-5105. I'll hook you up with some Janet, and we'll do that the rest of this week as well. You know how we're always taught when we're learning to drive, always keep two hands on the wheel? Well, this Tacoma woman, you know, Tacoma, Washington, of course, didn't listen to that advice. She crashed her car this week. On Monday, a 23-year-old woman lost control of her car, giving another motorist the finger. this woman driving her Ford Taurus. I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but man, I mean, just like, seriously? The woman driving her Ford Taurus, she tried changing lanes, but apparently was prevented from doing so. A Subaru Outback, I guess, was the other car. So she flipped the other driver off, the bird, and that caused her to lose control. Now, here's the thing. A couple of people went to the hospital. It seems like they're okay. I don't think anybody was seriously injured, but the bird flipper, again, charged with reckless driving. I guess the moral of the story is two things. Two hands on the wheel. And the second thing, let somebody merge. I mean, is it that big of a deal? Ay, ay, ay.